Welcome to the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. The website, communityeducationnetwork.com, the podcast Conscious Corner, and this show are platforms to aid the effort of self and collective improvement. I am your host for this evening. My name is Rasaki Mascani. Tonight's guest is TJ Swag, a young, dedicated musical artist. TJ Swag is one of my nephews. We recently spent some time together working, and I can safely say that I admire his attitude towards work. He's very polite, and it's a testament to his parents. They raised him very well. Good evening, TJ Swag. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you? And please tell us something about yourself.
I'm doing fairly great. I'm doing amazing, to be honest. And one thing to know about me is that I am a very, very dedicated person when it comes to anything I do, like even probably to a perfectionist level at that.
Very interesting. Is there anything else you want to tell us about yourself, your background, what you've been, you know, you just graduated high school in 2021, right?
Yes, sir.
So is there anything you want to tell us about your childhood and high school?
My childhood was pretty, I wouldn't say it was as normal as, you know, as others, but it was pretty active. It was pretty here and there. I moved around a lot. I met a lot of people along the way. High school was a pretty different experience, to be honest. Doing football, becoming an artist as far as music. And it's just, all I can say is those experiences brought me to where I am today.
Okay, excellent. So I'm about to start asking you some questions. I have actually 5 questions. I would have had more, but I think these questions will suffice. All right, you grew up playing football. How was that experience, and how does that experience affect your life today?
Well, to be honest, football was, when I first got into doing football, it was like an exhilarating experience. Like, though later on, as it progressed, it took a toll on my body. It made me mentally strong, physically strong, and also gave me, it also showed me my own will to win as far as any, like, as far as aspect. It kind of showed me a side of myself to where I hate to lose, but sometimes I need to lose in order to become better. But in the same sense, it made me competitive in a good way, in a way to where if I'm going to do something, I'm going to go all in, and I'm going to dive head on and charge head first.
Okay. That's excellent. Excellent. Okay. So some children, especially African-American males, don't grow up in a household with the father in the home. You did have your father around. How did that contribute positively to your success versus someone who did not have a father present in their home?
I feel like someone without a father in their home could potentially still be in the same level as far as whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether it be academically, they can still be in the same position as I am. I feel like my father did contribute as far as the football aspect, as far as teaching me things here and there about being strong and other aspects of that nature. So I feel like that did contribute on to later in life, and that did play out later in life. And that's probably one leg up that I do have, that I can say that I have, of having a present father.
Okay. Okay. Now, you have the artist name TJ Swag. Explain its meaning, and what are your goals for music?
Oh, the meaning behind my name?
Yes, TJ Swag.
It's actually pretty a funny story because I did come up with this name as a kid. When I was a kid, when I used to live in Hawthorne, I had a best friend named DJ. And me and him were so tight. And around this time, I was trying to come up with the nickname for myself. And it's crazy enough because my uncle bought me a video game for this for my Nintendo, and it was WWE, and it was asking me what will my wrestler name be. And I was thinking, and I kind of like piggybacked off of my best friend DJ, and I just took the T and J out of my name and put that together. And I was like, what else can I add to this? And I was like, it's TJ Swag. I was like, that sounds cool. And I just threw that together, to be honest.
So now, what do that swag means? Because I work with high school students, and that swag, they be talking about swag. What do that mean?
I just mean I'm a boss like that. I just got it like that. Sometimes it reminds me that, hey, TJ got that swag. TJ got that boss energy.
So swag mean boss? Like, I'm trying to understand swag. What's its meaning?
I mean, as like for my definition, as far as my artist name, that's what it means. I mean, swag can also mean like the way you look is, and just your essence is like godly. It's like it just hits. I don't know how to explain it. It's like your presence when you walk in the room like turns heads. That's what swag is.
So it's you got great magnetism.
Yep, that's basically what it means.
Okay. Now tell me, what are your goals for music? Because music is a wide open industry. What are your goals?
I do have some goals in order to be like, as far as an artist goes, I do want to achieve a fan base of millions and millions. Like, I'm pretty sure that's anybody who gets into music, but outside of that, I do want to at least if I'm having that millions and millions of fan base, I want to have not even a fan base, I'll call them family, that support not only each other but like the world. Like, I can contribute something to them, I can give something to them that other people don't. I can give them advice, I can help them, guide them, like, because I feel like my support base is probably going to be most likely made up of people younger than me or of my age. And even if they're of my age or older, I feel as if I have enough wisdom, or I would be put in a position to give them something, advice, or anything that can contribute to their life that they can pass on to other people. If I can be like the source that starts to spread positivity, even if it's like to 10 people, and those 10 people contributed to 10 other 10 people, and et cetera. It just starts a whole chain of people bringing positivity to the world and bringing evolution.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting. Okay, now I got an uncle question for you. Listen to this one closely. Okay, from what I assume, you spend a lot of your time with music. And do you have any other interests besides music that will bring you income to contribute to your adulthood independence? So we talking about making money. And how that's gonna, that you doing your music, and I don't know if that music is very lucrative at the moment. What will you do to bring in income for yourself to contribute towards your independence where you don't totally have to depend on other people?
That's a good question. Well, one thing I was looking into is, and it's kind of also in the music aspect, but like kind of branched out from it. It's called sync licensing, which is more or less a piece of my music will be used in it, whether it's an advertisement or something. I get paid more than usually an artist of, or just an artist below a million monthly listeners on Spotify. I get paid way more than that, just for like, it can even be like 10 seconds of music, and I'd get paid just for that. and in doing that, I can contribute to like promotion to, or I can use that to push as far as like to donate or to help myself.
Because the reason why I asked this is because when I was, I went to college and I played ball, but my academics, when I finished playing ball, I was 23 years old and I was considered a junior in college academically. So I had like, you know, more schooling after I finished basketball. And what happened was from 23 to 28, I had two children. I was working two and three jobs, going to school to finish my degree. And it was a slower process because I had other obligations and it was tough. I was, you know, I was 20 something years old, darn near and 30. And I was staying with parents. I was staying with friends. I had two daughters I had to provide for because it was tough to become independent. But when I finally got my degree and I started teaching at 30, then I was starting to become more independent and be able to pay these bills. Because, you know, there's a gang of bills out, you know, when you're taking care of yourself. And it's not easy. So I asked this question because I think people your age need to be thinking about what goals are you setting to contribute to you becoming an independent person, taking care of yourself versus the community taking care of you? Because I went through it. And if I would have been on point, I think I would have, you know, been able to contribute to my independent success earlier in life versus later. That's why I call it an uncle question, because these are the things you have to think about as a young person. You know, what are your goals? And you're setting the goals and then you're accomplishing them so you can get to that point where you're taking care of yourself. So, you know, that was just an uncle question. I want you to think about that, because, you know, it ain't no joke when you 20-something years old and you still living under the roof with your parents. I'm talking about late 20s. You still got to follow those rules as if you was a child. So it ain't no joke out here. But I, you know, like I said, I admire what you're doing and I admire how you are. And I want much success for you. I really do. So I got one more question and then we're going to go to the panel. Okay. Now I want you to really pay attention to this one. We live in a race-based society where one ethnic group control all of the nation's business, which places all the other racial groups at a disadvantage. Racism seems to confuse many people because disadvantaged racial groups call each other racist, which is impossible due to the limited power that people have. What are your views of that assessment that I just made?
Honestly, I see it like this. I see it as this, because even so, there are people of the race that has, because I feel like it's more the older generation of that race that has power that takes control. But there's also the younger generation who wants to change that, to like make sure there's equality spread. So like I feel like there's both sides of the coin for everything, as far as like even on social media, I'm starting to see racism like in each angle, like whether it's from like a typical, you know, white on black. I'm starting to see more black on white, and they claim it's not racist because black people are oppressed, which the definition of racism I'm pretty sure the definition of racism is to discriminate someone based on race. There's some people who were born black who didn't ask to be born black. There's people who was born white who didn't ask to be born white. There's people who was born Japanese who didn't, and so forth. At the end of the day, I see all of us as human beings, regardless of our race. But even so, with our ethnicity and the societal disadvantage that people think we are, I don't feel as if I'm at a disadvantage because of my race. I kind of carry myself in a mannerism where, regardless of my race, whether I was Black, white, or anything, I can achieve anything because no one can stop me but me. That's just how, in my opinion, that's how I feel about it.
Okay, that's interesting. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to the panel, and I'm gonna start with Professor Amin-Ra, and then I'm gonna go to Brother Mashinda, and then I think these are some of the people that you know on the panel, and then I'm gonna go to them. So I'm gonna start with Professor Amin-Ra.
All right.
Again, appreciating you, TJ, with swag. Appreciate what you said and discussed so far, if I understand it correctly. You know, and again, I want to congratulate you on your efforts to become a musician and to work toward being one of the best musicians you could be, as Thank well you. As, you know, all the other achievements that you may have in sports and things of that nature that you did when you was in high school. What high school did you go to?
I attended Warren High School in Downey.
Warren, right? You said Warren, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We played against them. I went to Centennial years Ooh. Ago. And the other question is, what style of music do you consider your emphasis on? You know, is it hip hop, rhythm and blues?
I'm all around. It's either one day I'm making hip hop, one day I'm making alt rock, one day I'm making pop, one day I'm making aesthetic rap, one day I'm making. I'm all around, to be honest. That's why I identify myself as an artist.
Okay. Now, when you say you all around, are you doing it with the computer, or do you have a band, or do you, or do you have a studio or what? I mean,
I have a studio set up in my room, and I usually I work by myself because I engineer it myself. I record all of it myself. I have my own personal producer, but we get stuff working up. I collab with people. Shout out to my homie Mel, because I know he's gonna watch this in the morning. But yeah. I usually collab with people along the way.
Now, has any of your music been used by any artists, or have you been able to record, or are you on YouTube?
I'm on all platforms. Actually, recently, one of my songs is closer to half a million streams right now on Spotify.
On Spotify?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And which one is that?
It was an old song that was back in 20 that I made in 2020 called Peace and Love.
Now, when did you start? You was in high school, you was playing football. But yes, when did you decide, well, hey, I'm just going to dive into music? Was it in high school or after you got out of high school?
It was more, actually, it's crazy because it was in middle school when I first, in elementary school, I was kind of doing raps for the first time I ever actually rapped was for a project in elementary school that my teacher said I could do that. And since then, I've been allowed to rap in front of my class. I've been allowed to perform in front of my class and started to do other stuff. And as I got into eighth grade, I started to dabble a little bit more in music, actually write lyrics and all this stuff, and record off my phone. And then when I got into high school, about 10th, I think I'd say 10th grade, I started taking it more seriously. And then 11th grade, I stopped football to pursue music all the way.
Now, have you taken any music classes?
Music classes, maybe. I took band in middle school, and I took choir in middle school. So I learned scales, a little bit of music theory. But yeah. That's about it.
Okay, but you haven't, that was in high school.
Yes, sir.
Have you decided to go into any other? What about writing and producing? I mean, you write your own lyrics, or are you?
Sir. I write everything. I write is my own.
Okay, so when you sample and you're mixing it, you're doing it with the computer.
Well, my producer is doing it on his computer. He like whenever he wants it. If I ask him to sample a certain song, he'll do it for me, and he'll mix it. He'll mix it and send it my way, and then I'll record it. I'll record my part, my rap, where I'm singing or rapping, and I'll mix it to I'll mix it and master it all together and engineer it.
So you sing and rap?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when it comes to do you have an agent or a manager?
No, sir. I'm all independent.
Okay. Now, when you say you're all around, but what is the one that you enjoy the best doing? What style? Or what?
I honestly don't know, because I feel like it's more or less whatever mood I'm in I get the best out of. So if I'm in the mood, if I'm in the mood and I feel like upbeat, then I feel like I'm at my best when I'm doing the pop genre. But like when I'm like, or if I'm like, if I feel like I want to get lyrical, I want to spit, I'm probably at my best as far as hip hop and like so on and so forth.
The question, the music is a tough industry, as Brother Rashiki was saying. Do you realize the challenge? And that's what he was really asking you. Like having backup plans and our plans as you're working on your music. And many musicians work as they work on their music, in different areas, because it's a hard industry to get into. I mean, if you don't have someone to pick you up, like are you not on somebody's album that you get credits? You see what I'm saying? I know you want to break away on your own music to break away. But see, sometimes you have to choose one to become perfected, one area of music. I used to be a musician as a singer in a group. And, we were mostly rhythm and blues. But we just stayed in our lane, and we tried to be the best in that lane. Is there any particular style that you say, hey, look, this is me, and this is, I'm gonna take this to the next level?
I feel like my answer will kind of still be the same, because I feel like regardless of whether I perfect it or not, that I'm always going to evolve into and further into the genre. When I first started, I was all hip hop, and eventually I got to the point where I was so good at hip hop, it started being a little repetitive to me. So I started moving genres and then mastering those and then flipping to other ones to have a little more fun and like to challenge myself a little bit, to the point where I feel like I may not have a mastery in it, but I'm very, very well rounded in all the genres that I dive in. So I feel like my answer would still stay the same as it was before.
So you write songs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have a library?
Yes, sir.
So how many songs do you think you've written?
Honestly, I can say over thousands now.
Wow. That's a lot of writing. But you make them short with a message and all that. That's all for right now with me, Rashiki.
All right, Brother Mashenda.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Baragani.
Say Swag. Baragani. Dr. Rob.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Glad to be amongst you guys tonight. It's a beautiful night. And I just want to say this to you. I came in a little late, about 8:02, 8:03. Did you say how old you were? or what range of age you're in?
Oh, I turned 18 late last year in September.
That's all I wanted to hear. Let me tell you something, brother. And, you know, Brother Rasa Key, Brother Amin Ra, they speak for themselves. They qualify individuals. And I got most regard for them by far. And when they're asking you questions, and I'm not speaking for them, I'm just kind of playing back some things. And so, you know, it's all out of concern. You know, you're a young brother, you know, and it's no doubt that it's been identified. For Brother Rasa Key to bring you on to this show tonight, he thought highly of you, you know. He wanted to, he might get some growth out of this. I might get some growth out of this and so forth. You know, that's the reason for the platform. And so without getting too long-winded, I just want to say that what I detected tonight, just listening to you, you know, I'm not going to go into that. Well, oh, you're so articulate, you know, this and that, you know, then people, society likes to, oh, a brother can put two verbs together, two that together. Oh, now he's articulate. Well, you know what? It's all in the mind. It's all what comes out. It's all what you perceive and then what you deliver. So what I'm saying is, what I'm hearing tonight is you're a thinker, you know, because when you answer those questions, you have an answer for all the questions, and it's a thoughtful answer, you know. And again, I think the panelists tonight were asking just to make sure, and you know different angles, you know, saying, hey, are you seeing this? Are you seeing that? You know, because you know it's a tough world out there, and it's so great points were raised tonight. But I want to commend you I want to commend you for being a step up, brother. You stepped up and you assume your power, and you're kind of like driving your own ship. You know, you're doing your thing. And so as it relates to how you're going to survive, you know, it's kind of like the actors, different actors and people. They, you know, they survive, you know, they might work here, work there. You never know where people are working to survive. But at the end of the day, as long as you believe what you are doing and you know how to, you know, you have goals, short-term, mid-range, and long-term goals in terms of getting. And so if you're not reaching that short-term goal, then you got to re-examine it. See, that's, and I ain't speaking for nobody, but that's what Dr. Ross talking about. Like, it's like, hey, you know, you checking this out, you checking this angle out. It's like running a play in sports, you know. Are you, so as long as you believe, and I trust, and you tell me 18 years old, I have no doubt that in my mind, I won't cast any doubt toward you in terms of you know, hey, just go for it, you know, and continue to learn the industry. Learn what's going on. I think Dr. Rob made a good point in terms of like, you know, it's a vast area, and sometimes you got to kind of, you don't have to cut yourself short, but you know what I'm saying is, it's just kind of like focusing, putting everything in focus. So continue to focus your dream, and then, and I think that you're gonna be, you know, hitting like baseball. You got to touch first base, second base, third base, and then come on home. So, you know, you're touching bases right now, you know, and so you're going to bring it home and just believe in what you're doing, but you have to keep being empowered. You got to keep, you know, if there's information out there, continue to build your knowledge base, your skill sets, and, you know, kind of like, you know, using basketball analogies, you know, while everybody's asleep, you be in the gym, man, working on them free throws and them jumpers, you know, everybody's asleep, you know, kind of read a little article, Kobe Bryant, you know. They said, man, Kobe was doing like five a days, kind of like two hours, take a break, another 2 hours, take a break all day long, 3 a.m, you know, out there, you know, but that's how it works. So if you can continue to what you're doing and master your field, master your area, your industry, you know, because it sounds like you meant at your age. And age sometimes is just age, but at the end of the day, man, you know, you're beyond your years. And so, but again, it's like, don't, because you're not, but you know, I don't want to say don't do something, but just continue to be vigilant, and steadfast and all those other things, those good words. And but I'm elated to listen to you because of the fact that you know, I think you got a bright future ahead of you. Anyway, comedian TJ Swag, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Brother Mashinda. Okay, young Sosa. Young Sosa, can you unmute or are you just listening?
All right, that's my boy Amari. Hey, Amari, you can unmute. He probably stepped away from
there. Yeah. Young Sosa?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for coming this evening, man. Did you have any questions for your buddy TJ Swag?
Or no, comments? I was just watching and support him. I just wanted to see what he was doing, and like it was nice to just to drop in, see this meeting. I heard a lot about like stuff he's kind of like set himself on, and it's kind of like is hear about.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate you being here.
No problem.
Right.
Thanks, my boy. Thanks, Amari.
This is Brand Steezy.
Hey, Brandon, unmute yourself, my guy.
Brand Steezy. All right. Or he might just Brand Steezy, how you doing?
Yo, what's good, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You got any questions or comments for brother TJ Swag?
Not much. Just here to support, man. Just congratulate the man for what he's doing and gonna keep supporting all the way.
Okay. Excellent. So now young Sosa and Brand Steezy, you know, we wanna get more young people on here to talk about what they do and things they may want to share. And so you guys, I can speak with you later if you want to come on one day and be a guest. So think about it. All right. So Professor Rye, any more questions?
Well, I just want to encourage him to continue. It's the music industry, like I said, is if you get successful, you get one hit, it can last you forever. You sell a million, you get, you know, they start streaming your music. And if you get some samples and advertising, like you were saying, and different styles, nothing wrong with being. Music is the universal language of the world. And, you know, there's jazz, blues, opera, you know, and there's vocals, and then there's instrumental. There's music, they got a message in it, and there's music. It's just dance music, party music. You know, music for marriages, music for celebrating births, music for celebrate different forms of celebrations, you know, Western music, you know, I mean, there's a lot of brothers getting into that. And it's a wide open field. But, you know, sometimes you really have to just, you know, master a specific aspect and become an expert in it. And especially, you know, it's hard if you just put lyrics together and rap. But if you play a specialized in a instrument, percussions, horns, guitar, you know, various forms of things. That's one thing as far as providing music. It's another thing, putting music together through samples and through just, you know, a cappella rap and then putting music together with it. And I just want him to really look at and sometimes, maybe sometimes he should, you know, go and study music, even if it's independent. Get books on the different styles of music and the different musicians because that broadens your ear. You got to have a good ear. All good magicians are good listeners. And they hear things that you don't hear. Like when people off note, and then putting languages together and lyrics together. You know, like there's all type of rap, not just hip hop. You know, that you know, some of it is, you know, just off the chart. You know, like Lil Luther and, you know, cats that just rap sex and stuff and different things. And so it just depends on, you know, participating in talent shows. Get out there with your music and see how the audience respond to it. And then adjust. Don't be afraid to adjust. That's all.
Yes, sir. We'll take that advice.
All right. So, TJ. Roger G. Okay, go ahead, Professor.
It's beautiful that you came up in the two-parent home. If I know your father and mother encouraged you, but they provided. And they gave you a sense of security that allowed you to be able to go into sports and music as a foundation. And so, you know, and that's why they say honor your mothers and fathers so your days will be long. And that's good that you come up in a strong home and that you got uncles and other relatives that's pulling for you. All right, that's it, Roger.
Right. So, TJ Swag, what do you want to leave us with this evening?
So all the people who come across this on YouTube, whether it's YouTube, whether you're in here right now, you are never too young to pursue whatever you want. If you believe in it and you know in your mind that you have it, it's already yours. It's nothing. I feel as if there is nothing that's everything is connected and nothing is separate from you. If you want something, you got it. It may take a little time to get, but if your mind is set on it and you say it's yours, then it's yours. No one else, no one can stop you but you. That's what I believe. If you do something that you love and that's what you want to pursue, dive all in and know that you got it already. You are where you want to be, regardless of the outside world.
Right. Excellent. So look, man, I really appreciate you coming on here because we, if you take a look at us, I'm the youngest probably crew member right now that come on a regular basis to the, we have a weekly show. It's open to the public. You're welcome. We are, like I said earlier, we live in a race-based society. So we are pro-black, pro-color. You know what I'm saying? We uplift black people and people of color, Hispanics, Asians. And we know that we need to be strengthened. And we encourage you guys, the younger people, to be positive and do great things with delight. Be educated. Be a hard worker. Study. That's what we're about. This community education. And I really appreciate you, Taj, for coming on here, man. You're inspiration to a lot of people. And like I said before, I love your demeanor and your work ethic. And so keep striving to do what you want to do in life. And we want you to come back on here, man. We want you to come back on later on and tell us about your progress. I want to connect with you and talk about a few things as far as the platform, the website, and all of that. So keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate you, man. Much love.
Good deal. I'm glad to have been on here.
Okay. All right. So on next week, Matter of fact, next week we won't have a show, but in 2 weeks we got Brother Thomas, one of our members here on the website and on the podcast. He's coming back on, and he's going to be talking about things related to relationships. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, Young Sosa, Grand Steezy, and TJ Swag, you always welcome to come on here and listen and participate in the podcast. We're here Monday and Wednesdays, 6 o'clock, almost every week. So, Professor Rob, who you got next Monday? You on mute.
As I said, I'm trying to finalize Ronnie Foster, who went to Ghana for 3 months. And he got his book out, A Revolution in Progress, volume 1 and 2. And I'm trying to lock him down. He may just call in. I'm not sure. He just had a big book signing at Fox Hill Mall. And so we're going to try to have him. And if not, we'll just have a community forum and talk about, you know, today is the final day of LA 92 rebellion that they sometimes try to say is a riot, but it was rebellion in 92 over the Rodney King and Natasha, Rodney King beating and Natasha Harden murder. By Soon Ja Dong and Korean. And we, you know, it was over 64 people were murdered, and we commend them and celebrate them. 12,000 people arrested, and we congratulate them resisting police abuse, resisting discrimination and racism and oppression by the powers of this country. And we may celebrate that in discussion. Okay. All right.
Well, that should be very interesting. Looking forward to that. All right. So Conscious Corner, each one teach one. Have a good evening, everybody.
All right, brother.